You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Good day, my friend. I hope my voice finds you doing amazing today, and I trust that you had an incredible Thanksgiving, whether you spent it with loved ones, whether you spent it with a significant other, or maybe it was some friends, maybe you were by yourself, wherever you were, however you were spending Thanksgiving, I hope you know the many things you have to be grateful for. I can say that with confidence globally, knowing that there's a lot of different people that listen to this in a lot of different situations going through different things. But the fact that you have the ability to listen to me and to plug into this podcast tells me all I need to know. It tells me you're blessed beyond measure. It tells me that there's so many things you can be grateful for. And yet oftentimes, myself included, we tend not to highlight the things that we're grateful for. We tend to just focus on what's missing or the lack, focusing on the gap, not the gain. I want to express some gratitude to you now post-Thanksgiving. Hopefully, you didn't completely overeat. Hopefully, you didn't spend more money than you should have, Black Friday shopping, Cyber Monday, whatever the case might be. And hopefully, you took that as an opportunity to not only consume and spend, but to invest and pour back into yourself. I remember about 2 to 3 years ago, a good friend of mine, Tim Bratz, put out a post on Facebook, I think it was, and he essentially talked about how while other people are out on Black Friday and Cyber Monday spending and consuming, what are you doing to yourself to advance your situation in life? What are you doing to grow? And off the top of my head, I remember him talking about choosing those days to either invest in yourself, invest in someone else, invest in an asset, right? So like those are just a few of the things that come to mind, but hopefully you were able to do that and know that you are the very best investment you could make. So anyways, I also want to express some gratitude. I had the opportunity, my good friend Marcelo, who is a chiropractor and spearheaded Thanksgiving food drive efforts. And I had the opportunity the morning of, one of my daughters, Ariana, was not very excited about participating. We had to go to Publix, pick up 3 full shopping carts filled with Thanksgiving food. And we had 5 families in the homestead area that we were going to drive around to delivering this food, just blessing others. And she was kind of complaining. She wasn't into it. She had a play date later on in the day scheduled with my wife and her friends. And she was focused on that. And I try to take as many opportunities as I can to put my girls and my family in a situation where they put others first and where they get to serve and give back. Because I truly believe living is a life where you're giving, right? A life worth living is a life when you're giving. And I can tell you selfishly that nothing feels as good as serving and giving back and knowing that you've been able to bless somebody, knowing that you've been able to have a positive impact on others. And I actually posted this on social media, but the irony is that while in my opinion, my belief is that God uses us to bless others, in the process, we are getting more blessed. Like we're the ones truly getting blessed. And I feel my heart and spirit fill up every time I have an opportunity to do that. And I need to be more conscious and aware to take advantage of more of those opportunities and say yes more often. And I want you to put a pin on what I just shared there about saying yes, because I want to circle back towards the end of the podcast about that, because I had a really interesting conversation with a friend of mine that was going through something. But anyways, by the 4th family, we had dropped off, I think, the food to the 4th family. We were on the way to the 5th. And my daughter, Ariana, before she gets in the car, she looks at me and she goes, "Papi, can we keep doing this?" Right? Those were her exact words. And I got chills. It was like, this is what it's all about. It's not only helping others who are in need, but it's also being in a position to give my daughters the gift to feel the same thing I feel. So I encourage you, if you're a parent or you're caring after somebody, create opportunities, create a space for them to receive the joy of what it feels like to give and to help others. I wanted to mention that I wasn't really planning on going off on much of a tangent, but I think I failed in that regard. Hopefully my message is well received, but I was on a call just yesterday with a group of pretty high level real estate investors and entrepreneurs. And there was one guy who had achieved a certain level of success and now he was getting involved in the storage asset class. And he was kind of struggling. He was talking about how his efforts are falling short. He's not gaining the kind of traction he wants. Throughout the years, I think I've developed a skill from just being in a position to coach some pretty incredible people is you got to listen to people's words and then you got to watch their actions. I'm big on the language you use can create your life. And sometimes, myself included, we say things and we're not aware. I think you need to calibrate more and more and be in tune with the words coming out of your mouth, because I do believe it creates your reality. And he mentioned something off the cuff. He was like, these sellers aren't motivated. It's not realistic what they're looking for. So like, I don't even bother calling them back. And he just kind of said it flippantly and he kept sharing his challenge. And then after he spoke for about 6-7 minutes, I had the opportunity to chime in. And I dressed this up in a way, because I don't really have a relationship with this dude. And I was very direct with him, but I dressed it up in a way that he doesn't feel like I'm judging or attacking him. In fact, I told him, hey man, this is coming from a place of like, I've been in your shoes. And we get to be responsible for the words coming out of our mouth. And it tells me a lot about your mindset as it relates to how you communicate. And he was basically kind of had like this attitude where almost like he expected this to happen. And there's nothing wrong with expectations, but coming from a place of entitlement. And that may or may not be fair, because he didn't say that's just how I perceived the situation. And I said, dude, even if a seller is unrealistic or is asking significantly more than what you know you can pay, the way you're communicating tells me you're so focused on your self-interest, i.e. getting the deal and making money, that you're not there to serve, you're not there to help, you're not there to add value. And if you shift your mindset from focusing on trying to quote unquote get the deal, and you more focus on building a relationship, establishing a connection with another human being, if you make that shift, there's a world of potential that can be unlocked for you. And I continue to tell him that I've been fortunate, guys. I don't want to throw out a large number there, because one thing I've learned about numbers, whether we're talking about money or number of deals and all that, is that it's all relative, right? Like, your large number is a very, very tiny, tiny number to somebody else. And your number can be very large to somebody else. But I would venture to say, and I say this just to provide some context, but I got involved in real estate late 2005. I want to say I've closed north of 750 transactions. I couldn't tell you with any level of certainty, but I've just doing the math on average number of deals per year and the number of years I've been in business, like it's somewhere in that range, somewhere in the 700 to 800 range. And I could probably tell you with a certain level of confidence and certainty that more than 90% of those deals came as a result of follow-up. And a large percentage of them came because I focused on building a relationship. Or at one point over the last 2-3 years of my wholesaling operation, I always tried to ingrain into our acquisition managers and our team members, focus on building relationships, focus on actively listening, solving problems. Where can you plug a gap? Where can you be a resource? How can that seller or that owner walk away from a conversation feeling as if they're better off, not feeling as if they just talked to a car salesman, or not feeling as if like you just spent time because you want something? And that simple tweak, that mindset shift, that approach, the way you have a heart close with somebody, not a hard close. Notice the distinction and the nuance. I didn't say a hard close. I said a heart close, right? And a heart close to me is selling what you have, because we're always selling something. And I believe I learned this years ago, that if you truly believe in your product, service, and you know it can help somebody, it's your duty and obligation to sell them, especially if you know what you have can help them. I really do believe that. So I was just sharing with this dude, like, man, first of all, everybody deserves a callback, right? In my opinion. Some of you might disagree, and that's fine. And this is not to get into a conversation about, well, he's a one-man show and he's got this going on, and how can you scale, blah, 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 blah. If somebody's going to respond back to you, there's some level of interest there. The deal might not make sense today, but build a relationship and you'd be surprised what might not happen in 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, 2 years, 3 years. A good buddy of mine, Terry Royce, just closed on his, I think it's 10th storage facility. And he recently shared with me how it took him, one of these last closings, it took him over 2 years of following up and building a relationship with the seller. Over 2 years, right? So I ask you, are you treating leads as if they're another lead? Are you talking about the number of leads you generate, the number of deals you close? Or is it, do you look at these people as human beings that have a particular need and your service, your product can solve that need? If you shift your mindset and you stop looking at people as leads and you look at them as people in a particular situation, I believe that a world of possibilities can be unlocked for you. I really, really do believe that. The point of this is to focus more on the person and the relationship and less on trying to do the damn deal. A deal's just a deal. And money's going to come and go. And yes, money's a valuable tool and go get it because there's an abundant amount of it out there. But the way you get it is by focusing on building relationships, regardless of whether you get the deal or not, right? And I want to kind of transition and hopefully do a half decent job of kind of tying these topics together. But I was on a call. I alluded at the beginning of the podcast how I wanted to end the show with this conversation I had with a really good friend of mine who was going through something. And essentially, he was telling me how the fact that he's always trying to please people and always trying to be there for them, his heart is in the right place and he's got the right intentions. But he was doing it at a detriment to himself and his marriage, right? And I think the pendulum can swing so far the other way that when serving others and pouring into others starts to take away from you and your family and your situation, I think that's when it backfires, right? And we've all heard that probably overused analogy of you got to put the oxygen mask on first before you go put the oxygen mask on others if you were in a plane that was nosediving or whatever the case might be. It's true. You got to fill your cup before you fill other cups. There's my last corny, cheesy analogy. But I think the point holds true. If you're doing something from the right place, but you're not honoring yourself in the process, right? I think that you get an opportunity to evaluate that, right? Every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. So I oftentimes think in terms of opportunity cost. And I am in a season now where I am more conscious and aware to say yes to my daughters and say no to more business opportunities and more things going on. I shared months and months ago how after 2 years, we shut down 3 different e-commerce ventures that were a failure. Let's just call a spade, right? Like they were not a success. They took a lot of time, energy, and money. And it's because 2-3 years ago, I was in a season where I was more opportunity driven and I kept saying yes to more opportunities, filling my plate because I wanted to quote unquote diversify and have all these different streams of income. And yet, because I was saying yes to those opportunities, I don't know that I was consciously aware that I was saying no to these other opportunities. I've been more in tune with the fact that like I might be in the middle of doing something and one of my daughters or both will come up to me and they want to play. They want to hang out with their dad. They want to do something. And I'm aware that at some point in the future, that might not be the case. In fact, from what I hear from many, many people, they're going to get to a stage where daddy isn't cool. They don't want to play with daddy. I started asking myself like, why am I saying no? Not always, but in some situations, why am I saying no? The very reason I'm doing what I'm doing is yes, to help and serve others, but it's also for my family. It wasn't in alignment. So I don't want to say I've challenged myself because it's not a hard challenge, but I've been saying yes to them more. And at the same time, on the flip side, I've been more conscious to say no to other opportunities. And so just think through that lens. Think through that. When you have to make a decision, ask yourself, is this getting me closer to my goals? Is this getting me closer to my vision? And then I want to throw in one that I haven't really talked about in the past, but like, what is the opportunity cost? If you're going to say yes to this, what are you saying no to? If you're going to say no to this, is it taking you further away from your goals and your vision, or is it taking you closer to your goals and your vision? I get emails pretty frequently about just different things going on. And hey, like one of the challenges I've had, to be totally transparent, is people reach out and they want to schedule some time to chat. I'm grateful for that, that somebody cares enough that they want to hear what I have to say or they want to connect with me. And the pendulum was starting to go the other way, where I was looking at my calendar and I'm like, I have all these Zoom calls. I have all these like little micro calls, and that breaks me up from the flow of trying to focus on one thing, right? Like I have to rearrange certain things. And like one thing I've learned is that you have to honor yourself and you have to protect your calendar and your time, because if you just give it away freely, others will take advantage of it. And then now you've kind of succumbed to their schedule. So don't find yourself in that place. One of our new team members, who's my EA now, my assistant, I said, I need you to protect my calendars, protect my bookends. Like I don't want calls or meetings on Mondays and Fridays. I want to focus that time and energy on whatever I want to focus on. And it's not to say that I won't take a call or schedule something, but at least I get to decide that. And she holds me accountable to say like, hey, does this really need to happen these days? Or do you want me to try to find some time on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday? And I'm super grateful for her and for that accountability and for her protecting my time, because I need to protect it as well. And sometimes I want to just give, but not honor myself. Sometimes I want to give my time and to help others because I'm coming from that place that's important to me. But at the same time, if it starts to take me away from things that I'm committed to accomplish or things that I've set out to do, or it takes me away from my family or whatever the case might be, now I'm not honoring myself. And then that's when it starts to, there's a rub, there's a conflict there. So that's what I wanted to share with you. My friends, as I wrap up the show, I want to give some thanks and a shout out to my friend John Vroman from Front Row Dads, runs an incredible community. I'm humbled and honored when I get reviews like this. He just recently gave us a 5-star rating and review with the subject line solid on Apple Podcasts. Alex is the real deal. I'm always impressed when the host slash expert can not only kick ass in business, but thrive in all areas of life, family, etc. Alex has the intelligence and heart to make money while making a difference and bring his brothers along for the ride. So John, my man, thank you so much, dude, for taking the time to write that and for your words. I will receive that and let it land on me. Sometimes once was awkward to read this because I didn't want you to think, the audience, that like I'm here trying to like puff out my chest and pat my own back. I'd like to say that awkwardness is gone and I've grown beyond that. And hopefully if you've listened to the show, again, you know where my heart's at and you know where I'm coming from. So I share that to more just express gratitude and put that out there. And I truly believe that if you want something, you got to put that out there. If you want love, you got to put love out there. If you want opportunities, put opportunities out there. If you want to be helped, help others, right? It's not that complicated. And yet you're probably are hearing something you already know. The question is, what are you doing about it? Right. So that's what I want to end this particular podcast episode with. I hope you had an awesome Thanksgiving, getting ready for the holidays or whatever season of life, whenever you're listening to this. If I can support you or be there for you in any way, please continue to plug into the Flip Empire show. If you want to learn more about Ascend, ascendyoursuccess.com, high level community of entrepreneurs that are seeking a better life, not only a better business. So have an incredible day. I'm super excited to connect with you on the next show. Take care. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed that Flip Empire episode and got a lot of value out of it. Make sure to check the show notes page for any resources that were mentioned. And speaking of resources, honestly, I don't think I've done the best job of sharing with you my top curated, highly recommended tools and resources that I use in my business or have used in my business. In some cases, these are affiliate relationships with people that I highly trust and respect. And I know these tools and resources can help you and your business go to the next level. And as an ethical bribe, if you decide to try out one of these resources using my link, I will go ahead and send you an unadvertised bonus. I'll send you something of high value. All you gotta do is shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Go ahead and let me know that you tried out this resource, and however I can help you getting started with that, chances are that I know it very, very well and currently use it or have used it. So make sure to check that out, flipempire.com/resources. And if I can be of help or service to you in any way, just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, and I will do anything I can for you. Have an amazing day, and I'll catch you on the next show.